Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Politically motivated violence is wrong. This is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or CBP. This must stop. To every politician who is using rhetoric demonizing ICE and demonizing CBP, stop. To every politician demanding that ICE agents be doxxed and calling for people to go after their families, stop.
But we all know it won't stop. It's not going to stop. You know what's wild about this yesterday, Lee?
This would have been
laugh out loud funny if it wasn't so horrifically tragic. Yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, I was winding up the latest of the attacks on the ICE facilities. Mm-hmm. And I was running through just the last 2 weeks, the violent attacks outside these ICE facilities led not just by black bloc thugs, but also by Democrat candidates and elected officials. There's been one in Chicago, one in New York City. The one I was reporting on yesterday was in Eugene, Oregon. There's been one in Portland. There's been one in L.A. And I've been tracking these on the show. If you listen to the show, you have heard this. So I was running down in the 8 o'clock hour, the latest from the night before, and it was in Eugene, Oregon. And I was running down the pattern of attempted murder by Democrat politicians. This is not rhetoric. This is what they're actually doing. Here's how they do it. This is what I was saying in the 8 o'clock hour when the news broke, Lee, of the shooting at the Texas facility. I was on the air talking about Eugene, Oregon. And what they do is the ICE black blocs, violent protesters, surround the ICE facility. There's more of them than there are people inside. They're standing on the city sidewalk. Ergo, it's the jurisdiction of the city police. They're trapped inside the federal building. This happens night after night across America. And I've been all over it. And I was saying, so this was the night before. They were trapped inside as usual. They call 911. This must be coordinated at the national level by the Democrats, Lee, because the police don't come. And the violent black bloc clad, they look like Antifa. They didn't have an Antifa sign on, so I don't know. We call them Antifa, but we don't know if they're Antifa or some other group. Who knows? Was blocking the doors of the Eugene facility. The police don't come. So you're watching this go down on X, right? Where it starts to trend. Finally, the federal government has to send in their own police to liberate the building. And I said, someone is going to die. It happened in Chicago on Friday. Same thing. They call the police. Black bloc left-wing thugs have the building surrounded. In that case, there were Democrat elected officials. I'm sorry, a Democrat candidate for Congress leading them. What happens? They call the police. No one comes. What do the black bloc masked men know? The police aren't coming. You cannot send a clear message to Democrat communist thugs in the street than that. Because I know, just from doing my research on X, the police won't come. The Democrats want them to know this. This is not just coordinated by rhetoric. Our side's missing the boat on this, Lee. This is coordinated with lack of police response. These black bloc thugs have begun to be above the law in blue areas. If you call the police on them, the police will not come. And I was rolling through the examples of this, Lee, from Chicago to Portland. There's two cities where this is going on, in Portland to L.A. When the news broke about the shooting in the Texas facility. I'm like, you are kidding me. I was right in the middle of it. Let me give you an example of how it works. And our side needs to start to understand it's not just the rhetoric by the Democrats. It's not just that. It's that the police don't come. Take a listen. This is Harris Faulkner, Fox News, on what happened in Chicago. This isn't even a week ago.
Fox cameras captured violent confrontations Friday between those anti-ICE protesters and federal agents moving in to stop them at an ICE facility near Chicago. DHS officials are blaming the chaos on Democrat leaders and say they could get no help from police under the governor's sanctuary jurisdiction. So they're in there by themselves, likely outnumbered because there's so many people around them. All the while, Democrats keep going after ICE.
This is wrong. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Democrats saying that going after, you know, ICE going after illegals is unconstitutional. I'm playing that, Lee, as the news breaks about Texas. So what is the message there? If you are Antifa, if you are Black Bloc, if you are violent, you are welcome in our cities. We will protect you and your violence. Now, never mind that in Portland, and I've played this audio again and again and again and again, for the last 3 months, the thugs gather round the clock in front of the ICE building just to get in and get out. To go to work, to bring illegals in, requires armored vehicle escort. There are federal snipers on the roof. They blare sirens. They assault people, including, by the way, Lee, neighbors living in the apartments across the street who've come over like, please stop blaring the sirens. I got to go to work tomorrow. Please just stop. Just please stop. They'll get assaulted. They call 911. Hey, there's a lady being beaten here by, you know, Antifa. Please don't come. So understand if you are harassing ICE, please don't come. Understand if you're just saying, please stop. I can't. You're violating noise ordinance. I can't sleep. Please don't come. Let me play it for you. This is Portland from about 2 weeks ago, Fox. It's been going on for 3 months.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law. And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Police send the cops.
The two women, Lee, they live in an apartment. They just want to sleep. You do not complain to your left-wing communist Marxist Antifa overlords about not being able to sleep. They will beat you. But and you the better, police will not come.
You'd better pay your taxes, though.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely
pay taxes. I wonder, why would anyone pay taxes to the city of Portland?
Yeah, now we can only laugh at these people because they vote for this, okay? So they should live in what they vote for. But my point is, I was on the air saying, literally saying, it is only a matter of time till someone dies. Fox News goes live. Shots fired. Sniper people dead. I was like, wow, this can't be happening. But it did yesterday. That's how predictable this is. And so our side needs to get Johnny on the ball and figure out how this is going on, because it's not just rhetoric. If only it was just rhetoric. It's the Democrats telegraphing, you are above the law. You are better than. You can go be violent in our cities. They get it. They understand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other forms of this, too, like when you shoot into a Sacramento ABC newsroom, into the newsroom, mind you, right through the glass, and they bond you out in less than 24 hours, even though when they caught you, you had a kill list in your car, very explicit kill list that includes Kash Patel, head of the FBI, Donald Trump, and Dan Bongino. Ain't no big thing. Out the door you go. Feds had to come in and swoop him up. This is all connected. They watch this. They follow this. They on Discord. They want to be famous. They know the Democrats have their back when they commit violence in post-American blue territories, where they're hiding simultaneously the illegals that the UN spent $379 million bringing up here to vote Democrat. See, I just summarized an entire week of news. What did you think seeing all this yesterday, Lee?
This stuff in Dallas is just, if this is a politically anti-motivated or anti-ICE motivated killing, I mean, this is just more indication that what we were lied to about by the Biden administration, that what we have to worry about are white supremacists and Nazis in the U.S. military.
I know. There
was a shooting last night at Nellis Air Force Base. Somebody was firing on Nellis Air Force Base.
In Nevada. Yeah. And meanwhile, too, I've got all this code. By the way, we've got some background on Joshua John, the ICE shooter in Dallas, Texas. His profile picture, he wiped his Facebook page, but they got it out of the Wayback Machine.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever really disappears.
No, it doesn't. He has Antifa and communist imagery all over it. He draws himself as a cartoon character. Mm-hmm. In a Soviet cap with a Soviet gun and the hammer and sickle, the sign of communism.
Weaponized Marxists.
Yeah, behind him. I mean,
weaponized Marxists.
Exactly.
That's what we have got in this country right now that are committing these crimes. Weaponized Marxists.
The profile photo is of an armed communist with a hammer and sickle. And the text says, glorious exposition, comrade.
But we're not sure what his motive was.
No, we can never really know, you know. We can never really know. And I want to apologize to everybody. The way I'm getting a lot of complaints. Why aren't you posting X anymore? I can't get into my X account was hacked. Somebody took it over.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I can't get into it.
Oh, good grief.
If you're out there and you know, maybe you have a family member, anybody at X, would you contact me at tara@odyssey.com? I am fighting like the Dickens to get my X account back. Lee, it's the crazy thing. I get a notice. Somebody has changed the email on my account. I don't know how they got the password. I'm the only one who has it.
Yeah.
Literally nobody has it. So they somehow hacked into my account, changed the email, locked me out. I managed to get to change the email back and get it back, but now X has me blocked because it's listed as a hacked account.
Yeah.
So as far as I can tell, I think X is blocking me right now. I need somebody out there. If you know anyone at X, especially if they're high up, please help me, because I've just lost my entire ability to broadcast, but also to communicate with you.
Anybody out there got Elon's text phone number?
I'm serious.
Give him a call.
100,000 people follow me on X. I can't. It's like 93 and some change. I can't. I mean, they succeeded. They have taken me out of commission. I wonder who hacked me? It's making me paranoid. Is it like someone from inside the government? Is it someone on X that saw me, you know, works for X and doesn't like me? Is it somebody with Antifa? Because my last tweet, Lee, was on Antifa, and now there is no more tweets. I may never get in again. But I didn't know they could do this. Somebody can go take your account on X and you're done. So not liking being silenced and a little freaked out by who did it. But if you know anyone, I just need an email, some way to get into X, because all I can keep doing is just filing reports and they seem to be ignoring them. It's the strangest thing I have ever seen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, folks, what happened yesterday? A guy by the name of Joshua John carried out the deadly shooting at the ICE facility, saw the bus pull up, must have thought there were agents in it, opened fire, not a good shot, shot through glass, and then hitting it. And it looks like he screwed up. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to start predicting this, okay? I was terrified yesterday watching the news when I saw it was detainees that were shot because I thought, here comes the false flag I've been waiting for. They're going to do this. They have to. Democrats are desperate. The Charlie Kirk thing devastated them. The mask is off for the first time before America. They haven't figured out how to put it back on yet. And the only way they can do it is to move into the victim's corner. And they've got to protect not just, you know, unaffiliateds and people who are swing voters from figuring out who they are. They got to protect their base from figuring out who they are. They are desperate. And there's going to be a false flag. I thought it was yesterday. I was so relieved yesterday by the time I got home that we realized, no, it was, the anti-ICE screed was put on the bullet. And this guy is a verified communist Antifa sympathizer. He's got a very long internet history. He just hit the wrong people. That's all. There's going to be a false flag. They will do it. There are still rogue elements inside our deep state. In fact, they are the majority, I think, still inside the FBI and parts of the CIA. We learned earlier this week that Kash Patel absolutely does not control the FBI. Senator Ron Johnson said that he can't even get the most basic information. They're going to do a false flag. It's what they do. It's their specialty. And they're going to do it soon. And I thought this was it. Yesterday, I was relieved when it wasn't. But what they are going to do is they are either going to shoot and kill illegal immigrants somewhere, innocent people. Now, there's going to be a bit of an internet history there, something into some manifesto, something indicating it's one of us. That is coming. That is coming. I sound crazy saying this? It's no crazier than any of their other false flags, any of their other psyops. I mean, these are the people who told you Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin colluded to get him into office. These are the people that committed multiple felonies, leaking fake reports, fake intelligence that they wrote, knew was fake, classified, and then leaked in violation of the law to create fake news that went on for years. You don't think they'll fake an assassination? They absolutely, the bodies will be real. That is coming. And I want to get on the record to say, they will do it. These are the people, and folks, come on, Tara, there wouldn't be a conspiracy that big. Oh, you mean like one where 51 former Intel and Homeland Security and military leaders say that laptop is Russian disinformation? You mean like that? They'd never do anything like that. I mean, we could never have a conspiracy that widespread that it covers the leadership and sub-leadership of every agency that we have that is either Intel or Pentagon related. We'd never have. Yes, we would. We did. We have. They do. Now, here's the problem that they have, okay? Because things are different right now than they have ever been in human history. That's a big problem. They'd have done this PSYOP already. They'd have done this false flag already. They'll spin up a shooter. I mean, folks, go to Buffalo.com, Buffalo News. I did a whole podcast on this in Battleground America. A mainstream media reporter bizarrely had reported after the Buffalo shooting by the guy who wanted to start a race war, so he shot Hispanics, shot brown people. There was an FBI agent coaching him the whole time in the chat room with him. There was an FBI agent online in the chat room when he posted his manifesto and went to do the shooting. The guy never called 911. I was waiting for a follow-up article on that from the Buffalo News. Never came. Let's go back to Galveston, Texas. The Draw Muhammad contest. Absolute fact. The assassin who was coached by an FBI agent, helped to buy weapons by an FBI agent, pulls up to the Draw Muhammad contest, opens fire. Remember Pamela Geller, all those folks? They were doing it just to prove they could do it. They could draw Muhammad and live, because in Islam you're not allowed to. Pulling up behind the shooter was the FBI agent who had coached him. He'd followed him all the way down the highway to do the shooting. We only know that because we caught him in a dragnet later. Then they went back, viewed the security camera. He had pulled up behind the shooter, watched the shooter get out and open fire on the poor security cops, just some guys working, you know, off duty. And drove away. Didn't help him. Followed him all the way there. That is congressional testimony. 60 Minutes reported it. Anderson Cooper reported it. Interviewed Comey, who denied the whole thing. Well, wouldn't deny it, but he just wouldn't give any more details, basically, of it. Interviewed Ted Cruz. You know, why would this FBI agent, literally coach the shooter? In fact, Congress later, through subpoenas, got a hold of the coaching by the FBI agent of the shooter. And even the shooter was, you know, the FBI agents like said, quote, shoot up Texas, unquote, egging him on. And even the shooter's like, dude, chill out. Of course, the shooter didn't know the FBI agent was an FBI agent. He thought he was an Islamic handler. And even the shooter's like, dude, you're a little zealous. Are you going to get me in trouble? Stop. No, okay, I'm going to shoot it up. Leave me alone. Never called 911. Was going to sit and watch that cop die. You think those people won't pull a false flag? By the way, Google that. Put in 60 Minutes, Draw Muhammad competition, Anderson Cooper. Look it up. Mainstream media reported it. I mean, it's absolute fact. I played the audio at the time, and it would take me another 15-minute segment to do it. So I want to go on the record right now to say that is coming. The people who brought you Russia collusion and Hunter's laptop isn't real and the shot works. And, oh, yeah, that virus came from a wet market. Oh, sort of near the wet market after the Pentagon funded its creation, $52 million, and USAID paid to have it extracted from the Batcave. They spent $52 million as well, oddly similar. And then after they sent a scientist in to get the virus to weaponize it, they conveniently lost it. Those people. You think those people won't pull off another shooting? They need one so badly. But the problem that they have, and it's a big problem, it ain't the same right now. It's very hard to pull a false flag. There's cameras everywhere. There are geniuses on the internet with investigative skills. They will find you. They will track you. They will figure out who you are. It is very, there's cameras everywhere. It is very, very, very hard to do what they need to do. And that's the only reason it hasn't happened yet, but they will try it. Because they, and by they, I mean the intelligence Democrat complex, are more desperate than they have ever been.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, Jared, don't forget the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot. Yeah, they need one of us to do this. And I pray one of us doesn't legitimately do some kind of crazy thing. We need to be the good people. It's really important for the contrast. J.D. Vance yesterday, vice president, of course, in North Carolina.
Person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public. But we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border. And I think that is the most disgusting thing. It is time to stop the rhetorical assault on law enforcement.
Absolutely. And folks, this has just been in the last week. Just so you can hear this, I want you to notice something about this clip from Governor Gavin Newsom, okay? If you don't get any other sources of news but the mainstream media, he's on Colbert right here. You think that President Trump has a personal army that is going into cities and scooping people up. And the detail the Democrats leave out to drive the violence, and you'll hear it done deliberately here, is that they make it sound like U.S. citizens and random people who are brown or black are being picked up by Trump's personal army. They don't say the truth. Immigration law is being enforced here. The reason that Donald Trump has to do this is because Joe Biden benched ICE for the second half of his term, or sent them to the border to act as the welcome wagon, handing out free cell phones and giving people notices to appear and then letting them go, even if they were wanted on Interpol for crimes in their own country. What they will not tell you is Trump is focused on the most violent gang members. What they will not tell you is Trump is focused on the 900,000 backlog Biden created of illegal immigrants with deportation orders who have criminal records, either here in America or in their own country. And I'm not talking about for immigration violations. I'm talking about for crime. That is who we are picking up. Now, listen to Gavin Newsom spin the lie. It sounds really scary. It sounds like Donald Trump is picking up brown and black people off the street and disappearing them. If you don't have that background.
It is the private, largest private domestic army of its type, police force anywhere in the world. He'll have 30,000 people that increasingly appear to be swearing an oath of office to him, not the Constitution. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process, no oversight, zero accountability. People ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here.
It's here. He says nothing about immigration law. Nothing. He says nothing about the fact that Trump is targeting people who already have deportation orders from judges, who are the most violent criminals in the world. This doesn't even factor into their coverage. This is Trump.
Right now, we're getting the murderers out. We have our total aim on the very bad ones, as you can imagine, because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person. Mm-hmm. These are rough, bad people. We want them out. And that's mostly our focus.
Yeah. And we've seen this in city after city, but these people who are being radicalized have no idea if they're only taking in mainstream media sources. And so what they hear is this.
Donald Trump's modern day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Be afraid of.
And this week, after Gavin Newsom passed that law, and the idea is to have California police arrest ICE agents for not unmasking. This week, right before this, this is Democrat Representative John Larson outside an ICE facility.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
And yet you have Art Del Cueto this morning, former vice president of the Border Patrol Union, saying, listen, it's bad. They dox us every day. The websites are still up. I mean, and on these websites, folks, they have where these ICE agents live, what their names are. They have photos of their homes. In some cases, they have names of their children and their wives. So when the Democrats say unmask, that's a loaded threat. That's a loaded threat when you have these lunatics going again and again, night after night after night, to these ICE facilities. And we need snipers on the roof to hold them off. And they know it. They know what they're doing. But it's not working. Here's the funny thing. Did you hear this? 151,000 applications for 10,000 ICE bots. And the people who are applying are unbelievable. Tom Homan was talking about this the other day, Trump's deportations are. He's saying, we have retired police chiefs. We have retired sheriffs. And people who weren't going to do anything like this, but are like, I got to get in a fight for my country. They want to serve. So you bet this is an army, not a personal army to hurt anyone or go after brown or black people. No, no, no. To protect the American people from the veritable parade of thugs the Democrats let in. Bookmark this. The day I predicted a false flag attack, they're going to find a shooter. They're going to send him in. They're going to create an internet history. They're going to make it look like one of us. That person will probably go after illegal immigrants, possibly racial minorities. And they will say it's us. They need this badly, and they absolutely have the ability to do it. You have several of you saying, I can't find it online, the 60 Minutes article about the FBI agent who helped arm two jihadist shooters, encouraged them to do the shooting at the Draw Muhammad contest to kill conservatives, shoot up Texas, actually wrote that, watched them roll down the highway to go to the shooting after coaching them to do it, was in a car behind them. They pull up at the Draw Muhammad contest and they open fire. FBI agent in the car behind them watches the whole thing and drives off. You tell me he didn't coordinate that? You tell me they won't do it again? There's rogue. There are all kinds of rogue elements inside the FBI. It's coming and I want to be on record predicting it. So a lot of you saying, I'm trying to find that. 60 Minutes has moved it behind the paywall, but I just found the audio. This is Anderson Cooper, 60 Minutes. Describing how this FBI agent coached these shooters, pulled up behind them, didn't call 911 for like 15 minutes as they rolled down the highway to do the killing, drove away and still didn't call 911, left those police officers to die.
In an affidavit filed in another case, the government disclosed that the FBI undercover agent had actually traveled to Garland, Texas, and was present at the event.
I was shocked. I mean, I was shocked that the government had turned this over. I wanted to know, when did he get there? Why was he there?
And this past November, Maynard was given another batch of documents by the government, revealing the biggest surprise of all. The undercover agent was in a car directly behind Elton Simpson and Nader Sufi when they started shooting. This cell phone photo of school security guard Bruce Joyner and police officer Greg Stevens was taken by the undercover agent seconds before the attack.
The idea that he's taken photograph of the two people who happen to be attacked moments before they're attacked
is stunning. The idea that he's right there 30 seconds before the attack happens is just incredible to me.
We wanted to ask the FBI those same questions, but the Bureau would not agree to an interview. All the FBI would give us was this email statement. It reads, there was no advance knowledge of a plot to attack the cartoon drawing contest in Garland, Texas. If you're wondering what happened to the FBI's undercover agent, he fled the scene, but was stopped at gunpoint by Garland police. This is video of him in handcuffs recorded by a local news crew. We blurred his face to protect his identity.
I don't like to think that they let it occur, but it is shocking to me that an undercover agent sees fellas jumping out of a car and he drives on. I find that shocking.
That he didn't try to stop.
He didn't try to stop him or he didn't do something.
Well, he followed him there 15 minutes. Obviously, he's more than happy with the attack. That was 60 Minutes, Anderson Cooper, y'all. So there you go. You think they won't do it again? Oh, you wait. They're just trying to figure out how.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.